Dar setting another definition, the definition of department in the principal act. Dar setting the definition of a department in the original act. And under the definition of a disaster. In page 6 of the definition, under Roman figure 1a, Roman figure 3, destruction of life of a community. What are AP Ledger that saying significant disruption of the life of a community? So the addition that I'm making there, that it is significant under Roman figure 3. Don't know whether members are there. There is an impression of the definition of a district municipality. After the definition of a district municipality, there is stated disaster risk reduction. In the original below page 8, we have on top there the definition of district municipality. Immediately under that definition, there is a new definition that has been inserted, the definition of disaster risk reduction. It basically means disaster risk reduction means both a policy goal or a general objective and the strategic and instrumental measures employed by anticipating future disaster risk, reducing existing exposure, hazard or vulnerability, and improving resilience. So on top of the principal act, after this municipality has inserted this new definition of a disaster risk reduction. And immediately after the insertion of this new section, the definition of disaster risk reduction, there is a new definition inserted of ecosystem, which they define in the amendment as a system of relationship between animals and plants and the environment. So new inspections are made after the definition of district municipality, which were not there in the original act before. Then there is a substitution of the definition of emergency preparedness. A new definition of emergency preparedness in the amendment bill is provided, which replaces or which substitutes the original definition in the principal act. And the new definition is having A and B. A says a state of excess, which enables objects of state and other institutions involving disaster management, the private sector, communities and individuals to mobilize, organize and provide relief methods to deal with an emergency or current disaster or the effect of the disaster. Then B, under the replacement of the definition of emergency preparedness, is the knowledge and capacities developed by government, professional response to recovery for organizations, communities and individuals to effectively anticipate, respond to and recover from the impact of likely imminent or current hazard event or condition. So those are the substitution of the definition of an emergency preparedness that has been added to the amendment B. Then as you go down on page 8, we have mitigation. The substitution of the definition of a mitigation has been made in the new key. Originally, mitigation says to illustrate an example. In the original view, it was a simulation for a disaster means measures aimed at reducing the impact of disaster. The new substitute that has been made says a disaster or disaster risk means the lessening of the potential adverse impact of physical hazards, including those that are human induced, through actions and that reduce hazard exposure and vulnerability. And then B is also added, which is that climate change means a human intervention to reduce the source or enhance the sink or of greenhouse gases. That is the one on mitigation, Chair. And as you go down, on the same page, the definition of a municipality has inserted a definition of a municipality after municipal entity. Municipal entity, as you go down, after mitigation is municipal disaster management center, and then there is municipal entity. So the definition of a municipality is inserted after the definition of municipal entity. And I think here that just providing the definition of municipality as a template in section 2 of the Local Government Municipal System Act. And I think the inclusion of that section is that the new bill now starts to provide responsibility to local municipalities, unlike the original bill, we were focusing solely on district municipalities. Then as we go down, there is a substitute of a definition of organ of state. The organ of state is still on page 8 of the original B. The organ of state in the original B, for example, it says organ of state means a national, provincial or municipal organ of state. In the new insect, it says organ of state means any organ of state referred to in section 239 of the Constitution. You will see that a national, provincial or municipal organ of state is now removed from the amendment G. So it will just read as organ of state means any organ of state referred to in section 239 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. So that they are deleting a national, provincial or municipal organ of state. Then as we go on, there is a substitution of the definition of post-disaster recovery and rehabilitation. Under organ of state, that is what we find post-disaster recovery and rehabilitation in the original Act. And that definition has been substituted. It will then mean post-disaster recovery and rehabilitation means efforts in community development aimed at creating a situation where normality condition caused by disaster is recovered, and the new addition says by the restoration and improvement where appropriate of facilities that improve the living condition of disaster affected communities, including efforts to reduce disaster risk. So members, if they look at the amendment, the areas that have been bolded. Those are the areas that have been underlined. Those are the digital, the distribution of both disaster recovery and rehabilitation. After, and as we go down here, after the definition of response, I think members can just check the definition of response on page 10. The next page on top, by insertion after the definition of response was a new definition of risk assessment. So a new definition of risk assessment with research tools means a methodology to determine the nature and extent of which by analyzing potential hazards and evaluating existing conditions of vulnerability that together could potentially harm and expose people from a property, from a tenancy, livelihood and the environment on which they depend. So that new definition is added. And then under the definition section says vulnerability. That substituted the definition of vulnerability. Vulnerability in the original action means the individual soul of self-degree. It is the degree to which an individual, a household, a community, or an area may be adversely affected by disaster. The new definition that has been substituted with means the condition determined by physical, pharmaceutical, economic, and environmental factors or processes, which increase the susceptibility of a community to the impact of disaster. That is a new definition that has been provided for vulnerability. So in those cases, those are the new amendments to existing definition and edition. And if you read the memorandum, the department is saying the reason why they have amended some definitions and added new definitions. One is to be in line with the generally accepted definitions used in the international context. And second, they are saying some of the definitions is to ensure that the act can be implemented much sooner. So those are the reasons why they have made some amendments to the definition section of the original act. Okay, so the next section that has been amended is amendment of section 5 of the Principal Act. Section 5 of the Principal Act is on page 12. On page 12, there's a heading check National Disaster Management Advisory Forum. The amendments that are made in there, they are substituting a paragraph. If you look at section 5, 1, Roman figure, traditional leader. In the original bill, it was just making reference to traditional leaders to see on the National Disaster Management Advisory Forum. The amendments that they are making now here, they are saying traditional leaders as recommended by the House of Traditional Leaders, established by Section 2 of the National House of Traditional Leaders Act of 2009. And you see here, in the entire amendment bill, where reference was not made to traditional leaders, they have replaced that section with this definition to say traditional leaders as recommended by the House. The original one was not, it was just saying part of the people to see representatives of agriculture management would be included by the minister and traditional leaders were just submitted one. Now the amendment says as recommended by the House. And the other amendment on the same section 5, they are 18 number 4. Section 5, they have 1, 2, 3. They are 18 number 4 to say number 4 is the forum that sets up South African National Platform for Disaster Risk Management. And the forum they are referring to here is the National Disaster Management Advisory Forum. And the reason why they are putting this one in terms of the memorandum here, they say they want to comply with one international agreement which was entered into by almost 180 countries. I think it's called the HOIPO, if I pronounce it properly. So that they, that agreement requires a national forum to be established which will look into disaster risk reduction. And they are saying this forum should serve as such. The next amendment says Constitutional Section 8 of the Principal Act. With your attention, Chair, this one I want to handle the three amendments, Section 3, Section 4, Section 5 together. If you read the first one, Chair, the Constitutional Section 8 of the Principal Act. Section 8 of the Principal Act, if I can just read it for honorable members, it says establishment. A national disaster management center is established as an institution within the public service. Then two of eight states, the national center forms part of and functions within a department of state for which the minister is responsible. Number two, checking the amendment that leads to number two, which is that the national center forms part of and functions within a department of state. So under subsection 8, you will then only have one which says a national center, a national disaster management center is established as an institution within the public sector. When we read the memorandum to this case, they are saying they want to establish the disaster management center as an institution within the public sector. And the public sector is under section 7, 8 and 7b, make provision for the establishment of government components. Section B makes provision for the establishment of specialized service delivery units within the public sector. Now, if I can give an example here, a government component will be like government printer. It falls under the Minister of Home Affairs. It's a government component which has been established in terms of the public service act. Now, here, basically, they are saying they want the National Disaster Management Center to be an institution within the, in other words, to be a government component. It will report directly to the minister, but not report to the director general. A specialized agency in terms of the Public Service Act, Section 7B, is an example of SAFA. SAFA is a service delivery vehicle, but it still falls under the Minister for Social Development. So here is basically one the portfolio committee and parliament, if it agrees with the division of the section that says the national center form part for functions within the department, they will then make a submission to the Department of Public Safety. They will do an evaluation. Once they have done evaluation, they will then determine the functionality of that center. But I think my reading, my analysis, consultation with various stakeholders, it is critical for it to be a government component because it cuts across all departments in case of a disaster. In other countries, they even locate the national center either within the defense force or within the president. So if you go to the second section, there's the amendment of section 10, where reference was made to the department, deleted that reference to the department because the proposal now is for the center to be a government component. And where reference was made to the director general, for example, section 11 of the Act, where it was saying when the head of the national center is absent or otherwise unable to perform the functions of office, or during a vacancy in the office of head of the national center, the director general of the department, they have replaced now the director general of the department with the minister. Because the intention now is to form a government component within the public service which reports directly to the minister. So you see here amendment of section 10, section 11, section 13 is replacement of a reference that was made in the original deal to the department or the director general. Because they want the center to be a government component going under the minister of cooperative governance.
Somebody could to raise their hands if they are interested in one group of people. Shall I just take that? John Carlos. Just raise and have some tea and what? What? Yeah, of course, delivering and then the main principal head to a new amendment. It doesn't bother me because the six members when we call stakeholders. Who know exactly what the area has done, right?
Okay.
You can continue. I think colleagues will come in from
I just think that, in my apology, I don't remember if it was the report of the department on the issue of the court for establishment of the something that we need to follow up. I don't think that we're going to probably help me to remember. But the issue of participation, I think, is different. Whether it is the budget of the law. As a traditional leader, he talks about the convention by the National House of Traditional Leaders. recommended, and I thought appointed as well. I don't know who appointed that. Shouldn't the act or the amendment talk to the not the recommended but the appointed?
That's a because that's the one who are making these amendments. Necessarily, outside members now, when we engage the department, it is a participation part of that. That's the main purpose of the meeting today. It's just for breathing purpose. What is it that we are trying to amend in order for us when we engage the department and engage with them? Stakeholders, which are more empowered to work on the issue.
The issue that is the I would think that the committee is participation by the House. Because there are traditional leaders who are not saying that one of them, and they are able to be lama in the committee. So I think in fact we don't start to actually sort of recommended by the constitutional that is in terms of our knowledge, we can legitimate the traditional leaders. And this, remember you will understand that during the Roman government, there were traditional leaders who were actually by the House of Traditional Leaders. They were recommended in the House of Traditional Leaders, and there are those traditional leaders whose House of Traditional Leaders rejected and say, you are not the traditional leader. You don't have a focus stand to be a traditional leader. So this is my team recommended to the Premier, because the Premier is the one who applies. So the House of Traditional Leaders these are indeed a legitimate traditional leader for the work and the communication around the very
problem. Our thinking is to bring us closer to understand what they are making. When maybe most of the question will be directed to those who
are
coming
in.
didn't get what? What are you saying?
No, I was saying that because the grid is not drop dead. It would be very difficult to explain anyone here to explain. The department, the purpose of the meeting today is for us to call it. What is this all about? Preparing us when we engage the stakeholders as a department that is level 2. What is the content of the field? What is the language of the field? What are the areas that we are one command with the master? I think that was the main purpose today. That's why I said, what is this field? Immediately after that, again, if the area that our staff needs explanation and motivation, the department are the ones that set the field and come and motivate some of the areas. If you have a chief and them are engaged with them, I think that's important to do. And then some.
Well, it's very useful to have this message. And not for long. I'm sure when one day the government comes over here, they may do one. I suppose that what really is the representation of the site. All the calculations and how they relate the multiplied is all. And this we have this
for the year. Okay, I think there are some days that we'll find the department after we have been briefing ourselves here. Because really what we wanted to do is just to know that part about what is this field all about. In terms of the content of the field, but in terms of which areas are being amended and what purpose. Whatever amendment must be motivated. And then why are we amending it? What is the purpose of amending it? The language must be things that we don't amend with the language that is no longer applicable. And that's the main purpose today. Immediately after this, then you may decide that the department must have the area that you have not understood exactly what is their intention. Of course, they must come and explain some of the issues that was raised. It's highly important for them. Who started the list? Doesn't mean that don't clear the field now, it's on your hand. You are the one who has to decide whether you amend it further, there are areas that you think that doesn't make sense, and then they have done their work, they have started the thing, they must motivate for their bid. Once you are satisfied with that, it is then our duty to say your amendment is appropriate, you are right, we think you are not sure about this, our view is that you must amend this way. And that's why it is possible for us to change this one, to change it. But of course, we wouldn't change that unless we understand it in detail what it is all about. So, of course, the amendment is not a principal thing. It's a good thing, they are amending it because there is time of starting this thing. There are no house of traditional disasters. Section 202 is a new thing that is coming in. There was no Koyotu, I think it was in Japan, when they took a decision about national disaster management. And then I think also. And that is that what is happening for to move all the schedule. And then a huge disaster in the northern part of our province, when it become a health society. And therefore, the problem is a disaster that is waiting to happen. And then how to mitigate the impact of the disaster? What struggles we are setting up? Which kind of structures are setting up that are going to be directed by the general? But now the minister is removing the director general. It's the minister that is responsible. No longer the director general. The principal head is the director general that is responsible. But the amended head now would be the minister. And the structures would be structures at the province, at the national level, at the district level, at the local level. The initial we didn't have the local authority. The general says that you are local authority is Mahala Kwen.
Elias Insoy,
that is your local authority. The principal head didn't have it for the district. because the intention was that they distribute them and provide resources to address all disasters in local authority. But I think now the amendment says in local authority and local municipality must have this structure where the government, the mining, can look into the mining area where they mine. In other areas, there will be no mine. In other areas, there will be no local authority. There will be no expeditional leader. The Joan Bay is not expeditional leader. It would be very unfair for people in Joan Bay to go and look for expeditional leader. And then I think that's an applicability of the field. I think there will always be a friendship in the field in terms of implementation. And I think that was the main purpose when they were trusting the field, to make sure that it's in line with the convention, international convention. Also the language should be in tandem with the international language now for the disaster. In fact, some of the field was influenced by what happened. I think it was in, I'm not sure what it was, yeah, it was the time. December time when the entire tsunami
in
Thailand, and Al Shekhov and another problem completely destroyed. They realized in fact that time that local authority had no role to play on disaster management. And then the reaction therefore very late in the international community and the system situation. I think one of the motivations of the amendment is to affect those international definitions.
Okay, Chair. There is an amendment, Chair, as I refer to Section 8, Section 10, Section 11, Section 18, and Section 30 refer to replacement of either the Director General or the Department. The next amendment, Chair, is Section 15 of the Principal Act. Section 15 of the Principal Act, Chair, is on page 18. I'm asking that here, there is some
page 18 of the
original
instead of amendment is page 5.
Yes.
Amendment page 5.
Then there, the amendment there is on section 16 of that act. The principal act is amended, as well as there, that inserted after paragraph 8. Of subsection 2 of the following paragraph. I'm asking the relevance here to paragraph A of subsection 2 is a bit confusing when you look at the original act. If you look at page 18, page 15, it says that inserted after paragraph A. Paragraph A is the first one of the following paragraph. Now, after paragraph A of subsection 2, that's very confusing here because paragraph A of subsection 2 has been inserted as a new paragraph which says in any event of a disaster or potential disaster, follow the South African National Defense Force, South African Police Agencies and any other organ of state who assist in the disaster. And it is said by the addition of the word and at the end of paragraph B. You never have the amendment amendment of section 15 of the so the section to call the National Defense Force and the South African Police or any other organ or state. By organs of state, they are referring to those organs of state like ESCOM, like Transnet, which will have bigger capacity given their area of work in case we have a disaster and be able to assist. And then the amendment to section 22 care, again is the placement there of the Director General of the Department with the Minister. Section 22 care is contained
page 5 for our amendment, the small amendment on page 5. That is the general explanation, the bill that is amended, will be page 5 in terms of the small one. But the one that is printed one, I think the will be page 1, page 18, will be page 20, page 24. Mm-hmm. That is to the one that is given to us now for amendment on Google. Oh, I was stuck in on the face. Oh, okay. What is the excuse to see on the face too?
Section 23 of the Principal Act is amended as follows by the deletion in subsection 1. Subsection 1 of 23 of the word end at the end of the paragraph. Now, if you look at the subsection 1, that's what I'm saying, there is a mistake in terms of drafting here. There is no end at the end of subsection 1. But these are saying
there are a delete in that end.
It's not there. It's not there. It's deleted automatically. And then the deletion and insertion after paragraph of the following. Now, there looks clear, I think it's under paragraph A, and the insertion after the paragraph of the following. Now, that A being a new paragraph says they inform the relevant provincial disaster management center of the institutional classification of the disaster made in terms of paragraph B. One of the challenges in the principal act was the classification of disaster. Inconsistency in terms of how disasters are classified. Now they're saying the center will be in the position to inform the relevant provincial disaster management center of the classification. Because as we go on, we'll see the main provision for the minister to make regulations regarding the classification of disasters. So that is the instruction that are making under Section 23 to inform the relevant provincial disaster center of the classification of the disaster. Then the amendment, the other amendment that is the substitution of paragraph A of subsection 5. Paragraph 8 of subsection 5, in that one case, it affects more than a little texture, problem figure size. There was reference to boundary municipality. Because at the time when the Physical Act was passed, we had a boundary municipality. So they are deleting that entire Roman figure 3, which makes reference to a cross-boundary municipality. Then amendment of section 24 of the Act, section 24, the first amendment that are making section. We originally said it was referring to annual report. The principal act was talking about annual report. The amendment that are making, the first one on section 24, replacing annual report with reporting. And then after that one, by the addition of the following subsection, you will see that subsection that are 18 is number 4. If you look at subsection annual reporting, the principal act which has been replaced with reporting, it was daily number 1, number 2, number 3. Now there are 18, number 4, which will now say each organ of state must on any occurrence leading to the declaration of a disaster, report on a quarterly basis for the National Center, and they have listed a number of areas that is A, B, C, D, E, F. Those are new additions that are putting in the principal act. There are also number 5. Number 5 are also talking now about progress report on the implementation of policy and legislation relating to disaster management even if it has different processes, must be submitted on a quarterly basis to the municipal and provincial intergovernmental forum established in terms of the Intergovernmental Relations Act. Now, reference here that is made to the Intergovernmental Forum. If you look at the Intergovernmental Relations Act, there is that the President, Coordinating Council, the Premier, the Council at the Province, and the District Intergovernmental Relations. Now, the same municipalities must report to the provincial intergovernmental structures in terms of implementation of policy and legislation. Are you sure, number six?
Those are new additions.
Those are new additions.
The primary act doesn't have that.
It doesn't have that.
The new edition, 5, 6, and 7, 8.
Yes,
change six, one hour, smaller one. Sometimes are you a reader?
Yes.
The number says not
enough.
We do have a smaller one. This is the one now that we are using. That is the data that is proposed. Then, please don't take six of that if you want to follow the new edition. Yeah, just follow that one. This one, the original act that was passed in 2002, and then we look at it and cross reference with the amended one, because you must know which area they are amending and what is. Because at the moment I'm not here to motivate why they are amending this or not, but this is next like one of us that cause outbreak. They are not normal cause outbreak, they can't ventilation, check it out. But I think the major amendment is to remove the Director General and the Minister, because the fiscal head is the Minister. Okay. And how much is your return?
Yes.
Okay. Can you proceed then here with the five, your two with five? Let's go to six. This money has been
updated. Now the new edition is number 6 under section 23
on page 6.
Yes, it says this money has been allocated to a national department, province or municipality from the national revenue for purpose of disaster mitigation, relief and post-disaster recovery and rehabilitation. Whether in the form of a new funding or in the current national fund, a progress report on the spending of that money must be submitted on a quarterly basis to the municipal, provincial and national incremental forum established in terms of the IPR Act of 2005. Now here, Chair, for members to know, they are referring to reporting of money, but the amendment does not make any specific pronouncement in terms of providing municipalities with any additional money. In fact, if honorable members can remember, during the presentation by the department, that indicated that there are two areas which are not covered in the amendment act. And one of those areas is the whole question of funding. You remember the second one, I mean, that they mentioned is not covered. It is that in the briefing that we provided to the honorable members, two areas are expanding on just quickly, the correct number is the second one.
About location of the management
center. Yes. And the location. So those are the issues that are not covered. And I think part of the briefing by other people here will be to look into that, what are the funding options that can be used in there. Then the number 7 is this extension performance report for all funds received must be compiled by each kind of state and submitted to the Transparent National Officers and the National Treasury in terms of the annual division of revenue. I give references to make funding which might be provided by National Treasury. Number 8 talk about copy of report returning in subsection 4, 5 and 6 must be submitted simultaneously by the to the National Treasury and the relevant disaster management center in the respective tiers of government. So there are more for us in reporting in this new section that has been added to the original text. Section, the next amendment here is on section 25 of the Principal Act. Section 25 of the Principal Act is amended as followed by the substitution of paragraph 1 of the following. Now, if we look at paragraph 1, 25 says each national organ of faith indicated the national disaster management framework must. Now, I started by making amendment to say each national organ of faith must. The reference to each national organ of faith indicated the national disaster management framework is deleted. And then we are now substituting from A. What is provided for in the original act is now substituted by reference to new section starting from A, B, C, up to D. And I think here we can go to them. One is that each national organ of state must conduct a disaster risk assessment for each functional area. B, identify and measure areas, ecosystems, communities and households that are exposed or vulnerable to physical and mental stress. Prepare a disaster management plan setting out the way in which the concepts and principles of disaster management are to be applied in functional areas, including expected climate change impact and risk for the organ of state. The role and responsibilities of the intent of the national or provincial disaster management framework from NCR 3 of C, its role and responsibilities regarding emergency response and post disaster recovery and rehabilitation.
You don't see that what you're trying to. I'm just worried. I know that in London, they were written way by way because there were no offers of food. That's why there's a celebration in the second place. The first place is for us to know what is this deal all about. Second place is to know that we are good at our men. But in a situation that where everyone now is open as heaven, I think what we should do is so that I just really say, this area is amended, and then they will know that this is the area that is amended, area is amended. It would be far easier for you then to read again what is written for them. I think they will take their time and effort. Just indicating what are the new areas that are amended in terms of section.
Okay, first on section 25 is the substitution of section 1 in its entirety with that new section. And then the substituted paragraph A of subsection 3. The substituted that section that makes an addition at the end of A. The areas that have been underlined, those are the new areas that have been inserted. And then under C, that made an addition to subsection 3, and C, that made that addition on subsection 3. Then when we look at amendment of section
3,
yes, sir.
Quite clear what they're trying to say. In the addition in paragraph A.
Paragraph
B, by the substitution of paragraph A of subsection 3 of the following paragraph. Then it says, a national organ state must submit a copy of its disaster management plan and of any amendment to the plan to the national center, which is what's in the existing act so far. And then if they provided a copy of a disaster management plan by a major public entity listed in... Oh, okay. That's also submitted to... Okay,
yeah,
sorry. When I read it, it's actually sort of making sense. It's just looking at it, it didn't...
Okay. And 3 on page 7, also 5,
yes. That's the amendment of section 37 against that reference of additional leader. Where the main data addition has been submitted by the House. Then when we look at amendment of section 38 of the Principal Act, I will cross-reference it with section 25. Under section 25, they were saying each national organ of state must.
Yeah.
When you go to section 38, they say each provincial organ of state must. And then, yes, copy what a national organ of state must do, that using the same function as a provincial organ of state.
Yeah.
Then,
so they'll do the same thing. You have some which national, some which will call the information district level or locality, for the locality, the kind of model for the
community. And just a question on that.
Okay.
Why are they not provision for public entities at a provincial level or a municipal level for that matter when we get to that issue? I just note that the provision made in the Act for disaster management plans for major public entities at a national level, surely there should be similar provision at a provincial level or at a national level. I think, for example, in my province, the Eastern Cape Development Corporation, surely they should have a disaster management plan, as an example, or the Kuka IZ, or something like that.
Okay, I think what we should do, we put the funds, those are not clear to handle.
Sure, I just wanted to ask
you. When they come in, we must put all those funds. Because they must clarify it. They may take a look. National public is the national. They take that all forms national. And then tell forms national. They may ask that point, but I think it's important when we interact with them at a provincial level. I'm not sure who has the entity anyway.
Well, then that's the argument. Then why do we need it at a national level?
I think they are also using it here on a section 381.
My argument is, if an entity is an organ of state at a provincial level, why is an entity not an organ of state at a national level? Well, I'm saying we're speaking in differently in a few different sections. In one section we say that public entities must provide, and in the other section we don't say anything. We're saying that they're an organ of state. I'm just saying that we need to be consistent in how we deal with it.
I almost don't know if this is under discussion.
But I don't know. They refer to a definition of the public entity. Maybe we must just check that definition.
Fair enough.
I think what is the thing? The query is under definition, I think. Any organ of state. So I think in terms of this between 6-3 and 9, you must then determine what is the definition of the public organ. What is an organ of state with a public organ? That's national and provincial. And if there are some loopholes, and I think there are actually some loopholes, that if you say public entity, you are also going to have some loopholes.
Let us play that one for the department when they appear before. That's why I'm still supposed to have a discussion with them. Okay. Can we move? I just thought that public entities can't be organ of state. The national organ of state, the provincial organ of state, and the local organ of state. There will be public entities that form, self-form, all these are just public entities. They are not the largest organ of state. Organ of state is another state. And the parliament is an organ of state.
It's the definition of the state in 2059 on what the organ of state is. It says that an organ of state means a department of state or administration in the national, provincial, or local sphere of government, or any other functionary or institution exercising a power or performing a function in terms of the constitution or a provincial constitution or exercising the public power or performing the public function in terms of any legislation that does not include a court or a judicial office.
Okay, let us move on this one. We will turn to raise the two meetings.
Okay, so the next amendment says amendment of section 23 of the Principal Act, that 18 under section 43, number 3 and number 4. The original one had only number 1 and number 2. And it is about properly instituted subject establishing capacity to coordinate local management rights. So those two sections refer to local management zone establishing that, and also the next one just talk about a local municipality in case it wants to establish a disaster management center must have an agreement with the district. And there is a number of municipalities in the country that has established their own. I think the likes of Polokwane, I think in Northwest is either Southwest, that has established their own capacity. So here the emphasis is that an agreement between the district, because their function is a district function. A great capacity is the local can establish that. Then the next amendment here is section 61 of the Act again, that reference to traditional visa. The next section here, section 62 of the main Act. Section 62 of the main Act, that amending that section by the substitution of the heading of the following. The preparation of disaster management plan by taking out entities, that replacing entities with organs of state other than municipality. Then there is B, under the substituting section 1, again, if you look at what I have substituted, it's the same trend from national, provincial. Now it's at a local level now. Putting those functions around, putting disaster management plan in place. Then after that one, the next section that is being
amended on the all entities now are referred to open up the
Then the next amendment here is section 53 of the Principal Act. Section 53 here is amended by the substitution of section 1. Again, here is the same approach. This one now makes reference to a local municipality. It says a municipality must, and it provides all those functions from national, provincial, district to a local municipality. And then the next section here, section 59 of the Principal Act. Under that section here, 19, you will have 1A, Roman figure 1 and 2. After Roman figure 2, they are taking that way and out.
The point that was there.
Yes, yes. But then, I think the original one. So they are taking that way out. And then arranging and now putting C and D. C and D under section 59 is very important. Then the next section is some substitution in the long title of the Act. On that one, they say it is provided for, and I only see the one at the end. It was just saying disaster and post. Disaster recovery, now they are saying, and rehabilitation. That is the amendment that they are making to the definition of the Act, and then Roman figure 2, the subsequent and function. The ways and functioning were not there in the main Act. Then basically the short title of the Act is now the Disaster Management Act. Now, some of the work that has been done by academics. I remember earlier on we said that amended some definitions to be in line with the usage of the definitions of waste has to be the international context. Now, some of the work that has been done by some of the academics, especially Professor Mark van Nickel, his argument is that in line with international best practice, the act must read disaster risk management, because the focus now is more on dealing with risk. And it's something that the Disaster Management Act has the connotation of dealing with the post disaster as opposed to dealing with prevention of disaster. So that is one of the things that is happening in terms of the usage of the waste, something that we can tell the department as they come for the committee. Now the one other area that I want to highlight here, if we read at the definition of the exercise, it deals with disaster management voluntary. But there is no amendment, and I think practitioners in the field have some comments on that one. But the issue here says, let's use the issue of Ketown as an example. During the recent fire, they've utilized 5 acceptable number of voluntaries. The Act has not made any provision for insurance for those disasters. Who insures them? If the metro afford, the metro will put them under an insurance. But if you look at a smaller country municipality where you can have a disaster, and a person gets injured in that process, the Act or the amendment is not there in terms of the insurance provision for disaster voluntaries in all spheres of government. I think that's one issue here that honorable members can know as to the provision of insurance for disaster voluntaries.
So, this one we are for the committee, one still agreed by the that disaster volunteer. The remainder of the member from 3 states, some from Northwest, who come here, they are not covered by any law. They die there. Is that it? But that's why I mentioned it to that kind of
thing. Yeah, no. Yes. Yeah. Because what is the test of the body in the who does the work? And the country, what would be the culture encouraging as many people as possible to volunteer? Now, I think the first people to put the question. To make sure that every volunteer in the country doesn't matter what my system is going to do, must not go anywhere unless that person is covered by the public insurance to find one that we will tie our hands in creating a very different situation. But it's just, you know, I don't know, yeah, you mean anything, that the labor law says, that if you work on this one for a period of more than 3 months, you become automatically full-time employee, and that's your status. And it's very difficult to get volunteers, move in the direction of creating volunteer type of associations and so on. Because what happens is that people will volunteer initially, and they just wait until 3 months. After 3 months, they say, no, they must be taken into it. It creates a lot of pressure.
I thought this one was disaster management volunteer. Don't share that volunteer who went for Mutu. And I think the AFF has many times for that. If you are volunteers that are not covered by insurance. The other hand is that anyone who goes to volunteer to play should be insured or no volunteer in the office. They won't expect to have people who are not there. But in this war thing, there are those volunteers in our own land. I thought that the product we are raising is
not in the Bible. But I'm not just telling you, just make the point. And workers. But imagine the disaster. Could you ask what the color function? What is the disaster? something not related to the
temporary.
I think it's 3 and 12.
assumption is that Elcom, Telcom, and other entities are regarded as an organization. But thereby, it looks like most proposed amendments are simply of a technical nature. Some are provided for the operation of the service. But for me, what is the what is a matter that needs to be addressed by the Department of Education? The establishment of the national disaster management center. Because that should further, I think, the object of the center. Of course, the proposed amendment. So, there will definitely be questions for that. So, I think it's the Department of National Disaster. And the detailed description that is proposed to be undertaken by this organ of state, the preparation of disaster risk, risk assessment, and all of these things. There might be consultation about the issue of cost, I think, for me, is quite about something that needs to be clarified. Other than that, I don't. In some proposed amendments are afraid for giving effect to the subject of the center. Or the issue of clarifying, they've clarified on the memorandum. I thought the National House of Statistical Leaders, they say recommended by, and I was thinking about appointment, so that they the National House must recommend additional leaders to keep in the center. So, let's clarify the issue.
Okay. Okay, Colista, I think in terms of what we are supposed to do for this one, I think we are cool. Let us then deal with the problem from now. What are we going to be doing? From the advice of our lady.
We propose in dealing with them, going forward, it was this I thought analysis I remember. Following this chair, after discussing with yourself, we say we should look at inviting some key stakeholders. The usual public sharing will be done by the NCOP. So the stakeholders that we have invited here, the first one is the Disaster Management Institute to come and raise the community about the proposed amendment. The institute is basically practitioners in local government. They will come and raise the community about their views. Another key stakeholder, the Kakaura, will be invited. The National House of Traditional Leaders will be invited. Then we look at the number of practitioners, the academics, because most of them have written extensively on disaster management. We have looked at Professor Divasa Nickel from the African Center for Disaster Studies, Northwest University College School. We have looked at Dr. Alisa Holloway from RADA. RADA is an institute at Stellenbosch. We have looked at Dr. Andrew Sultan from GINTEC, University of Israel, Professor Agnes Nuznoki, if I pronounce it properly, the recently established Disaster Management Center at the University of Venda, Disaster Management CRR, and Professor Goodwill from UNISA. Those are the academics in the area that we are looking at inviting them. Among civil society teachers, we have identified one that is very active in this area, Local Network for Civil Society Organization. One wonderful civil society that we will invite. And the proposal there is for this stakeholder to come and break the committee the 21 to 22 April. Come and give the views to the committee. Thereafter, the committee will deliberate on the amendment team.
the proposed date is the 6th of April, then there will be an adoption of the bill by the 5th of May and thereafter the House. And thereafter, the one is finalized by the city, the House and then will take it to the NGOP, and the NGOP has been affected provinces, they will conduct public hearing in all provinces where all stakeholders will be invited.
And perhaps the city can then look at what is responsible. In relation to talking to the academics, the remaining academics, I feel that it's important that this house can form up that role for the because if we don't adopt the supervisor, they will not see the responsibility to think through some of these questions and to make a contribution to the public. They left out. You got it, I mentioned. And report that to secondly, I think the argument is also try to avoid creating a platform, especially cap organizations and marginal organizations by and large, who may have some contact with UN agencies and so on, who all tend to be upper left and so on, sometimes, but all the time, sometimes. And this will involve organizations that are there on the ground. For example, so this is a plan. But sometimes what we have is individuals who are very knowledgeable in this area of work. You know, what all is said and done do not matter much in terms of so that your society on the front.
Okay.
Nothing is going to go
up. Generally, we do feel for invitees. If we invite them, we must pay for them. If we invite 1,000, we must pay all of them. It's a very expensive exercise. So to invite them, how many want them, this is that. And then that's some limitation. But some of them, I think they can be capable. I think universities should be able to come. But there are certain gaps here. It's just a problem that whoever you invite must pay for hotels we don't use this year, but must also pay for flights. So that's why every time the limit is set at all. So that's why sometimes committees decide to go to COVID. But this one, because then, so it's going to go to COVID anyway. Would be education in the community. I think it would be a good idea for us to invite them to at a day where these people come to. And then just they come in there, they're better with us, they're touching, they're brief, they're not causing them to be, I think they're very mindful of us. And then have a quick influence to invite them to, but they can then come. They may also take a decision, one part that comes here, on behalf of local authorities. They may not need again to go to provinces or cities. It doesn't matter, just to correct ourselves. It just, the problem of provinces is a bit behind. I think we pay to the COVID budget.
I see on the memorandum, the thing is a national disaster management advisory board Unfortunately, they don't need the structures and the factories that are in the forum. So my advice would be that let's look at the structures that are there. You will find some of the ones are also represented there. And if you invite one of the structures represented there and you include others, you might create a problem. So my advice is that let's look at the structures which are there in that forum. And if we decide to invite one, then we need to invite one for each. Or don't invite them because they're already been constructed or like. Or if we do invite them, then make it their responsibility so that they carry the problem of attending the issue and success. But I think let's make sure that we don't exclude one because there might be some complaints there. And then I know that the Department of Environmental Affairs also very key in disaster. I don't see where they were consulted in terms of the memorandum, but I think that can lead to the department.
Yeah. Okay. I think you missed this thing. Professor Ramati Nisha, generously. I think I expect in this, I think they can come without paying by us. And we should only pay for 2 hours and relationship. We mustn't pay for Professor Ramati Nisha. The university, they do have money. Anyway, you keep the money. They do invest. Sometimes they don't do very good to say for a lot of money. They buy transformation.
Even when you don't, when you pull down the fence anyway.
Okay, we will then invite the organization, four organization of the one or two. But those ways that I thought, the rule in one of the people who come here is the first time they hear about food disaster breaks. They know that this stuff and then comes as a problem for us. But I think we should engage with them on that. And so you must come. And hopefully when the city will be called by some other day, the city can see here how it will be there. And there must always be I think that's what I am, but they don't come there, they want to. Sure, we're not going to be brought back on the 5th of May.
It
will be before that. It is already
on the 5th
of April. Yes, yes. That amendment really is the weather input from other stakeholders that are putting us to amend that. Because it's on our hands now, basically, the one we have to amend is better. To make it much simpler than it is to get
okay.
This organization then will be approached accordingly and then indicate of what the professor cannot envision, but then they can come and make it simpler. We can invite the L4PC with us, that's it. But once we pass it here on the 5th, it must then be referred to the L4PC. And so we can see the matter of the group. But when once they inform, we have to be together. I don't believe in this. But generally, I always take a view that you must try to have all these briefings together with them. Just to avoid many invitations that are not considered. I think it's a question. Okay, that's the point I wanted to raise. You are fine. Okay. We are sure on this one. And the team then, I think they are all in the area there. I think their problem was presented to the full municipal authority. I'm right. But their problem was the full
municipal.
Chair? Yeah,
that's what. Chair, I don't believe the problem was presented for adoption, but it was. Can I just ask a question? We recently had a situation where 60 municipalities have had their equitable share cut. And I do believe it's incumbent on ministers to brief the portfolio committee on the implications of that, because it has an enormous impact on their ability to deliver basic services, to provide water, electricity, and sanitation to indigent residents, etc. And I really think that that is something that, that we as a committee should request the minister to come and address us on.
Well,
in
terms of locations, we know that trade of that, you know, is a result of...
That's correct. But already 60 of them have lost their equal share tranche, their third equal share tranche.
They've got cut off last year. The likelihood for them to collapse completely is very high.
Correct.
Because we know at a level, I think, for men, it's not viable.
I thought you might think about that. They are holding them back until this arrangement is as positive. And once this arrangement has been finalized, federal will release the funds. So I...
There is a problem with that, for not only taking a view that you paid or
not. Yes, but my opinion was that they are holding them, they are going to leave them at some stage, but they want repayment plans from which we finalize the fine.
But also those who must be paid. And then we know very well that I'm not sure if there's any township or any area in Paraguay that is paying
90%. 90% revenue collection?
Yeah.
They are?
Okay. By the interactive, the government, the business, the household. So I don't think
household
90%.
Revenue collection in some of the metros is in the 90s and the 95% range.
Oh, okay.
Not everywhere, but in some of the metros.
Okay.
Okay, the issue here is by cutting to the equitable share, a portion of the equitable share funds the three basic services of indigenous residents. And by saying to those municipalities, we're going to cut or hold back whatever the equitable share, whatever you do, however you term it, by saying to the municipalities, we're not going to give you that money until you sort something out, those municipalities are going to be less able to pay ESCOM for the electricity that those people are consuming. It's not going to, you know, they're going to have to cut somewhere else in order to deliver that. It's a complex issue.
Everyone is mindful that if you cut electricity because they don't pay, the entire society will suffer, you know. And therefore, I think everyone worries about the payment. And I know that the testimony that we have booked about the style of economic transformation challenges, I think we'll read about that and we'll think about it. But the point is that there are no revenues. Local authority doesn't have no revenue at all, except those land that they cash and then I think let us leave it there, and the Minister of Council has a discussion there. It's a protocol health problem, the challenge for all of us. Let us work on it. That's the basis for implementing provision of services for people and that's that one.
Chair, just one other point. Have you got any feedback as to when we're going to get that report from Mokala Square? We were promised that report by the NEC when we were doing other trials in October last year. We were promised it by the end of that week, and it's been a long, long time.
I'm sure that by the end of May we have a better response.
Thank you, Chair.
By end of May, I'm told anyway. It's not something that is here now.
No, I understand that.
There may be other changes because a lot of other developers, and it seems the matter of California is almost as long. But of course, we do with oversight planting. We still go there.
I haven't been for a while.
Okay.
So the previous issue you're discussing was the temple share. It's possible that July is the limit. It's either the limit or the temple it's a matter of ages. Because I'm worried that this thing is taking not only organized local government, the Sangha on the one hand, and then the party again, the minister and the department of national leader. I think at some point it needs to break in so that the parliament can be able to participate. So I agree with you. We need that position. Okay. So we attended the Sangha thing, it wasn't right, and then subsequent to that, we fired this thing again. The least that one would have suspected was that there should have been some kind of engagement so that Sangha and the ministry is one person. So I think the sooner we get that, we can have better chance.
Okay. Okay, I think we should get it to be arranged. The starting men are an issue, but I think I'm supposed to require that. Okay, the focus of the committee should be adopted by the committee on it. Just to ensure that we work on that. And the other issue that they have given to us by first. What should be the area of work of the committee? And I think the Colonel advised them to work on that. And for like our problem also, really dealing with the internal of our problem in terms of the government plan, which are the key priorities of government in terms of the committee. And then there are a lot of other areas there. I think we should make the focus of the committee of the problem. Before we go to the next question. Just before that, let's remember this will come to a meeting when it comes. We will know what the issues are. And we have to formulate a budget. The budget must be based on the focus where all the committee of the chief and then the report that he was signed and then the type of project that I must have worked out for. And then we see what we can do. And we must. So of course there might be all going over side. We've been fighting for this thing, I think it's accepted now by the speaker. That they should be going over side. This thing of one committee going worth a lot of money. You know, well, I'm not a very great friend of this thing over side. It's nice for business, but they don't let them. They don't let them, you know, but they're very nice to deal with income. Sometimes they do have to do that. Whenever they are going for an oversight, they should be the joint oversight of the chief committee. And then I know also the formula deal is just for the thing, also the heart of the team. I don't know how I just line up everyone. The officer is also involved in covering every aspect of that. But you don't also have the entire balance. I think the critical area that you want of the water oversight. Water and the instrument and sport and not for the culture and what we call the art and culture. And they were saying that also I know that the sport they are also letting an issue about the need funding. And that they need to be part of this thing. But I think we must have some discussion. Surely they will have a level they can manage the position and ensure that the needs and the employees continue to have a discussion about this. Joint oversight all of us who are inside would be a good idea. And sure, the colleagues are going to be giving an overall, I think, and so what is that? Their program until 2050 would be a good idea. Every member must have their program. There's already a program in Parliament, what is going to be space for community work, what is the space for society, there's a program already. But also there's an overall new approach by Parliament in terms of key strategic goals. And ensure that the not only have people come in the context in the age of March and along the line of this and then there now. I think it's important for us in the content of life and Andy's health. because based on that, then we can see whether we still have to go to another strat plan, or the strat plan that we went through covers the broad issues, and then we advise us accordingly. I think by effort in the general of this year, where we need to organize a smaller committee to ensure that they align the strategy part of the organizational assembly, because the planner, the strategy goals are used as a set, the new forecast that is going to happen now, we should be learning that in terms of our plan. Otherwise, we have a plan that is not in line with everything in our plan, and I think it will be a very bad one. Then we have to rewrite it accordingly. But I think it's just that slight changes here and there, and I think this should not work on it. And then we must look at it. And then hopefully, the management committee will have time to, after you look at it, you have time to look at it for you. How do you want to work on that? I think that's what we should do. And for the next 3 months, put a dog set by the committee. I think you don't have to. The committee must adopt the process on that. I don't think there's another issue that you want to raise. Senator Raisa, any new issue here? Well, my name is correct, then the senior management team. I think that we will have to do our webinar. I think for that, for the number of days, and then that I'm sure that we move the script. I first report May, in my days, from 2 weeks and so I will be a chair, but I can take it to but then that side is going in so key. Sometimes it's day, oh, this is because of the law and about the even both years to be resolved for this, it can be taken to yes. And then how better is to move the amendment, I know the still can't be the issue in the okay. And I don't think there's another issue that you want to raise. The federal fund. Madam, your fund? No. The final. And the week I know that we can't be the week to what happened. The truth of the land that we just consume. To ensure that we have some of the I think the key colleagues, enough tea, enough water, enough something to eat. You don't know sunshine in London. And then there will be no harm for us for the country. We are from the constituency students. Just be direct with the people in the country. Mayhem, you're fine.
Yes, sir. I'm on my way. I'm punctual. I'm very happy about
it. How are you doing
then? I've got some other stuff to do with punctual.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you, Jay.
How are you?
So not just the areas, yeah. You have that everywhere.